UK, but obviously Bob Geldof has recently released the Band-Aid single, the pop song that was released 20 years ago for the Ethiopia Live Aid campaign. We're encouraging people to buy that, again, to show they care, to buy the white bands, to go on the website for the Global Call to Action Against Poverty and find out what they can do.
Now, you've done a lot of research, haven't you, putting together this report. Can you just tell us about some of the situations that you've seen in some of these poorest countries where people's lives literally are at risk unless these aid budgets are increased?
Yeah, sure. Actually, I think the most amazing stories are the ones I saw where aid budgets have made a difference, and that this is a really important message to get out. There is a lot of cynicism around aid, and a lot of that is understandable. A lot of aid money has been wasted in the past. But what was quite amazing was going into Tanzanian schools and seeing children who, say, 6 or 7 years ago couldn't go to those schools because their parents would have to pay fees for them.